Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 26 of the Playoff Push Podcast. We are back from a short little hiatus and ready to get right back into the swing of things with NFL recap for week 14, where we cover all of the games of the week, as well as the biggest fantasy performances and the biggest fantasy busts of the week. So this is the first episode in about a week and a half, and it's great to be back, and I'm so excited for another NFL recap, and we will lead off in a big game, Detroit and Green Bay. Lions come out on top, advance to 12-1, 34-31 over the 9-4 Packers, and this Lions offense is just so unstoppable. Jared Goff, 32 for 41, 283 passing yards, three touchdowns, and one interception. Whereas Montgomery had a touchdown on the ground, 14 for 51, and the rushing touchdown. Gibbs was kind of held down in this game, 15 carries, 43 yards, as well as 6 for 30, and a touchdown through the air. Two touchdowns, however, were caught by Tim Patrick, a guy who had not had a touchdown in, I believe, 3 years prior to this game, and then goes out and gets two in this one against Green Bay. Jordan Love didn't have an awful game, I guess. 12 for 20, 206 yards, one touchdown, no picks. But it was the Josh Jacobs show, and the only reason Green Bay was in this one. Jacobs, 18 for 66, three touchdowns through the ground. Jacobs has really taken advantage of this scenery change, heading from Vegas to Green Bay. And he's been putting up numbers not quite as good as Henry and Saquon. But I mean, the guys who signed with new teams as halfbacks this offseason, clearly making it work. Three of the best running backs in the league this year. But Detroit does come out on top in this one, 34-31. But both teams are easily playoff teams, so they will be here for a while longer. Second game, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. What many people thought was going to be a trap game ended up not being a trap. Pittsburgh wins 27-14. Actually, parallel records. Browns go 3-10. Pittsburgh go to 10-3. Jameis Winston with another mediocre Winston-esque game, 24 for 41, 212 yards, two touchdowns, and two picks. Those two touchdowns, one was to Jerry Jeudy, five catches, 64 yards, and the other was to David Njoku, his tight end, seven for 42 and the touchdown. The running game was non-existent, 48 yards for Chubb, 28 for Ford, 28 for Winston, just never got too much going. But Pittsburgh had a solid offensive game in this one. Wilson, 15 for 26, 158 yards, two touchdowns and no picks through the air, as well as 17 yards on the ground. And Najee Harris added a rushing touchdown of his own, 16 for 53 and the tutty. Pat Freiermuth and Van Jefferson were the two receivers of the Russell Wilson passing touchdowns. Freiermuth, 3 for 48, actually Pittsburgh's leading receiver in this game. And Van Jefferson had one catch for 10 yards, being that touchdown reception. So Pittsburgh advances to 10-3, I believe, super close to clinching a playoff spot as Cleveland falls to 3-10. Very unfortunate. This Winston train is very fun to watch go on, but unfortunately, I mean, he had 30 touchdowns, 30 picks for a reason. The man is inconsistent, but we'll see what he can do in these coming games. Heading on to game three, New Orleans and the Giants. Giants gonna giant. A blocked field goal loses them. This one, 14-11, New Orleans wins. Derek Carr, not too good of a game. 20 for 31, 219 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Did get injured near the end of this game, though. So either Jake Haener or Spencer Radler will be starting next week for the Saints. We have yet to see who it will be, but either or will be the option for week 15 of this Saints season. Alvin Kamara single-handedly lost me my fantasy season. 17 carries, 44 yards, five catches, 35 yards through the air. Only 12 points against this disastrous Giants defense. Dexter Lawrence was out, Bobby Okereke was out, and yet still only 12 fantasy points. An absolute disaster from Kamara. The one rushing touchdown was from Kendre Miller, 10 for 32 and the touchdown. And Carr's one passing touchdown was caught by Juwan Johnson, 4 for 50. That was about it for this Saints offense. The Giants offense stinks. Drew Lock, 21 for 49, 227, no touchdowns, and one pick. Tyrone Tracy had a rushing touchdown, 16 for 45 in the tutty. That was about it. Malik had 5 for 79, so Malik doing Malik things with Drew Lock at quarterback. Giants are a disaster. We need to rebuild this team, and every loss is one step closer to a better draft pick. So I will be hoping we lose out the rest of the season. New Orleans wins 14-11 over the Giants. Fourth game now, Miami and the Jets. This is an overtime game, but Miami does come out on top, 32-26. Tua Tagovailoa has been a solid quarterback since he came back. A lot of people were trying to explain how the Dolphins should try to draft a quarterback, but Tua's actually been playing super well since coming back from IR. 33 for 47, 331 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. One touchdown was to Tyreek. He is back. 10 for 115 and a touchdown. The other was to tight end Jonnu Smith, who's having a legacy season down in Miami. Devon Achane also put up a solid game. 14 carries, 24 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Only 1.7 yards per carry, but did have six catches for 45 yards through the air as well. So Achane doing things to help Miami win, clearly winning this one. That was about it from offensive production. Waddle had 9 for 99 to get them in good position to score for that Achane rushing touchdown. Just an overall good game from the Miami offense. And the Jets had a pretty solid offensive game too. Rodgers, 27 for 39 for 339 yards, his first time eclipsing 300 yards passing in a couple years. He also had a touchdown and no picks through the air. Garrett Wilson, 7 catches, 114 yards. Devontae, 9 for 109 and a touchdown. So the passing game was here for the big two receivers for the Jets, but still wasn't enough. A rushing touchdown was scored by Isaiah Davis, who had 10 for 40, along with Braylon Allen, who had 11 carries for 43 yards in Breece Hall's absence. But it was not enough. The Dolphins take this one 32-26, move up to 6-7. And I'm unsure, but I believe a playoff spot is still possible for Miami. So we will see how they finish off this season. As we move on to the next game, Jaguars-Titans, where can I even start? Will Levis is probably the fantasy bust of the week to me. He's up there. I mean, his last three games, all over 200 passing yards with a 5-2 touchdown interception ratio. But this game, he blows. Just an awful game from Levis. 5 fantasy points, only 168 yards for the man. 19 for 32 for 168, and only 3 rushing yards on one carry. Just a disaster of a game from a guy who had 3 straight great games and then comes in to play one of the worst defenses in the league and totally poops the bed. And it stinks to see, because Tennessee could have easily won this game. It's a 10-6 final in favor of Jacksonville, giving my Giants a better spot in the draft order for now. But Nick Westbrook-Ikhine's touchdown streak is snapped, one catch for 19 yards. However, he does still have 8 touchdowns on the year, which is incredible. I mean, I've said in a previous episode, I love this kid. I think he's so incredible. And I said it before he had this long streak. So, haha. But Calvin Ridley, 7 for 59. Tony Pollard, 21 carries, 102 yards. Still was not enough for a touchdown, as Jacksonville has one rushing touchdown from Tank Bigsby, 18 for 55. Mac Jones throws 2 picks, but still enough to win. Jacksonville comes out on top, 10-6. Both teams are 3-10. Next one, Falcons-Vikings, the Sam Darnold legacy game. 22 for 28, 347 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks. Jordan Addison, 8 catches, 133 yards, 3 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, 7 catches, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. What the hell? What a 1-2 punch, man. 15 receptions, 265 yards, and 5 touchdowns from Addison and Jefferson in this one, plus a rushing touchdown from Aaron Jones, 13 for 73 in the tutty. Just a great game for this Vikings offense. They drop 42 on the Atlanta Falcons and move up to 11-2 as they win this game 42-21 over the disastrous Kirk Cousins late season offense. Cousins 23 for 37, 344 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. But Bijan and Algier both got rushing touchdowns, 22 for 92 and a touchdown for Robinson, 9 for 63 and a touchdown for Algier. And Darnell Mooney, six catches, 142 yards. Drake London, 5 for 70. Rayron McLeod, 8 for 98. Still was not enough for a passing touchdown for Kirk Cousins. Vikings double up the Falcons score once again, 42-21 in the Sam Darnold legacy game. Next one, Eagles, Panthers. How was this game so close? A man bet $3.1 million on the Eagles to beat the Panthers for only, I believe, right around a $400,000 gain if the Eagles won. Fortunately, they did, but they only won by a couple yards. Xavier Leggett, I believe, went down around the 2-yard line at the end of the game, rolled into the end zone, believed he had it, but as NFL rules go, he was not in the end zone. So that fan lives to see his $3.5 million another day. Jalen Hurts, what an interesting stat line. 14 for 21, 108 passing yards, and two touchdowns to no picks. Don't explain how. I don't know. Saquon also craps the bed. 20 for 124 with no receiving upside. No catches for Saquon. Just a disaster of a game for someone like me trying to advance in the playoffs. And now I'm eliminated thanks to Ja'Marr Chase, who's currently playing. So we'll get to that later. But the Birds do come out on top with a rushing touchdown from Jalen Hurts. Three total touchdowns for number one on the Birds. 8 for 59 on the ground in addition to his passing stat line. Both passing touchdowns, one was caught by DeVonta Smith, 4 for 37. The other was Grant Calcaterra, their usual backup tight end, but in the absence of Dallas Goedert, is taking the starting role, 3 for 16, and that touchdown reception. Bryce Young, unfortunately, could not get it. 19 for 34, 191 yards, one touchdown, and one pick. Super sad he couldn't make this upset happen. It would have been incredible to watch. Adam Thielen, 9 for 102. Chuba Hubbard with a touchdown on the ground, 26 for 92 and a touchdown. And Tommy Tremble had the passing touchdown for Bryce Young, 1 for 3 yards and a touchdown. But again, not enough. Carolina falls to Philadelphia, 22-16. Eagles move up to 11-2. Panthers fall to 3-10. Few games left here. Buccaneers, Raiders, Tampa wins it 28-13 over the 2-11 Vegas Raiders. Baker Mayfield, solid game, 18 for 29, 295 yards, three touchdowns, and two picks. But this was a Rashad White legacy game. 17 carries, 90 yards, and a rushing touchdown, as well as two catches for 19 yards and a touchdown. I don't know if legacy game is the right term to use, but it's definitely his biggest game in a while. And the other two touchdowns in the passing game were added by rookie Jalen McMillan, one of three rookies this week to have two touchdowns, along with Romeo Dunze. And who else was it? It was Isaac Grendo of the Niners, who we will get to. But McMillan, 4 for 59 and two touchdowns. Everyone else, just a few catches for around 70, 60 yards. It was enough to win. Rashad White and Jalen McMillan do the heavy lifting in the scoring game, and that was enough to win it over this disastrous Raiders offense. Desmond Ridder and Aiden O'Connell went 23 for around 37 with 200 yards and one pick. The one touchdown was a rushing TD from Aiden O'Connell, and that was about it. This Raiders offense stinks. They are awful. They fall again 2-11. Tampa moves up and I believe take the lead in the NFC South. Next one, Seattle and Arizona. Geno Smith wins it despite not doing all that much. 24 for 30, 233 yards and a touchdown and no picks. JSN, 5 for 82 and a touchdown. But this was the Charbonnet show. Charbonnet, 22 for 134 and two touchdowns on the ground, as well as 7 for 59 through the air. Charbonnet had more receptions and receiving yards than DK Metcalf. So that's fun to look at. Seattle does win it 30-18 over the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, not a bad game, but not a good game. 25 for 38, 259 yards, two touchdowns, and two picks. Those touchdowns were to Michael Wilson, who had 2 for 57, and James Conner, who had 4 for 32 through the air, in addition to 90 yards on the ground. But again, Seattle advances to 8-5. Cardinals fall to 6-7, and the Seahawks win it 30-18 and take the lead in the NFC West, or remain with the lead. As our next game is the game that everyone was interested in. 49ers, Bears, San Fran wins it 38-13. Move up to 6-7 for the Gold Rushers, and the Bears fall to 4-9. Brock Purdy, 20 for 25, 325, two touchdowns, no picks. Game Manager Hall of Fame, Isaac Guerrero. First NFL start with Jordan Mason and Christian McCaffrey being placed on IR, and boy, did he make it count. On the ground, 15 carries, 78 yards, two touchdowns, in addition to two catches for 50 yards through the air, putting up incredible fantasy numbers. Again, benched him. That's why I'm eliminated from fantasy. Whoop-de-doo. But another rushing touchdown came in from Patrick Taylor when Guerrero went down. 7 carries, 25 yards, and the touchdown for Taylor. Debo silent once again, 2 for 22. However, George Kittle and Juwan Jennings did their thing. Kittle, 6 for 151. Jennings, 7 for 90 and 2 receiving touchdowns. This Niners offense looked potent once again, but Debo Samuel still MIA, nowhere to be found. Caleb Williams, 17 for 23, 134 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Both touchdowns caught by Roma Dunze, as I said earlier, four catches, 42 yards. DJ Moore at 6 for 49, no rushing game. That was probably why they couldn't get any offense going. Until late in this game, no points in the first half of the Bears. I believe only 5 net yards. I feel like I saw that somewhere. But San Fran comes out on top 38-13. This Niners offense is heating back up. And now we get to Bills-Rams, the game of the week. Los Angeles beats Buffalo 44-42. Rams up to 7-6, second place in the NFC West. Bills fall to 10-3. Josh Allen, low-key, puts up one of the best fantasy performances of all time. Wow, 22 for 37, 342 yards through the air, three touchdowns, no picks. You're like, that's great. How about three rushing touchdowns too? Six total touchdowns for Josh Allen, over 400 yards. I mean, this guy's insane. Putting up 51.88 fantasy points in PPR scoring. What a game from Allen. But, you know, you giveth and you taketh. James Cook was absolutely silent. 4.9 fantasy points in most leagues. Only 6 carries for 20 yards in addition to 2 catches for 9 yards. Just gone. He vanished. But those 3 receiving touchdowns, one was caught by Khalil Shakir, 5 for 106 in the tutty. The other two, one by Mac Hollins, 4 for 57, and Ty Johnson through the air, 2 for 55 and a touchdown receiving for the halfback. So despite the Bills putting up 42 points, cannot surmount this Rams offense. Stafford, 23 for 30, 320 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. One receiving touchdown was by Puka Nacua, 12 catches, 162 yards, and the touchdown. And the other was by Cooper Kupp, another guy who I benched this week, 5 for 92 and the touchdown. Three rushing touchdowns as well. Kyren Williams, 29 for 87 and two rushing TDs. And the other rushing touchdown was not Blake Corum. It was Puka Nacua again. Nacua, 5 carries somehow, 16 yards, and the rushing touchdown. And that was enough to take down Josh Allen's 6-touchdown game and the Buffalo Bills. The Rams win it 44-42 over Buffalo. Two games left to cover. Sunday night football, Kansas City and the Chargers. What do you know? Kansas City wins with their devil magic again. What a disaster of a drive to win Kansas City the game. So many missed holding calls and false starts. And Matthew Wright dings it off the left upright in. I mean, man, devil magic does its job. Patty Mahomes, 24 for 37, 210 yards, one touchdown, and no picks. That touchdown was to D-Hop Nook. DeAndre Hopkins, 4 for 32, and the tutty. Nobody else in the passing game really did too much. They all got, you know, double-digit receiving yards, but no one too notable. Rushing game wasn't all that either. Just everyone was getting the ball spread around. Then it was enough to win 19-17 over the Chargers. Chiefs advanced to 12-1. Chargers fall to 8-5. Herbert, 21 for 30, 213 yards, a touchdown, and no picks. That touchdown was to Quentin Johnston, Mr. Butterfingers himself. 5 catches for 48 yards. Josh Palmer had a good game too. 6 catches, 78 yards. And it was a rushing touchdown by Gus Edwards to keep it close. But shout out to Matthew Wright, the Chiefs kicker, man. 4 for 4 on field goals with a long of 50 yards, responsible for 13 of the Chiefs' 19 points. What a game it was for Matthew Wright, and he was the decider as Kansas City wins 19-17. And here we are, Monday Night Football, 3:18 left in the fourth quarter, tied at 20 between Cincinnati and Dallas. Joe Burrow apparently only sees Ja'Marr Chase on this field. I'm playing Ja'Marr Chase, and that's why I lost. I'm repeating this over and over. I'm so pissed that I lost. But it is what it is. Burrow, 30 for 41, 315 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. And what am I saying? Ja'Marr Chase, 13 for 137 and a touchdown, as well as 1 rush for 14 yards. Chase Brown's having a good game too, 13 for 48 on the ground, as well as 5 for 58 and a touchdown through the air. But Dallas is putting up a good fight too. Cooper Rush, same touchdown interception ratio of 2 to 1, 14 for 28, 160 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, 4 rush. Good name for a quarterback. As you know, Rico Dowdle, 18 carries, 131 yards, as well as 1 catch for 10 yards through the air. CeeDee Lamb, his yardage prop in the first quarter, as he had 5 catches for 78 yards and a touchdown. Jake Ferguson and Luke Schoonmaker, 2 tight ends with 2 catches for 24 and 22 yards, respectively. And that's how we're looking. Brandon Cooks caught the other touchdown, 1 catch for 3 yards and the tutty. 20-20 with 3:01 left in this fourth quarter. As we will be heading on to our fantasy segment sponsored by CadeStarters.com. Go to that website, CadeStarters, for all of your fantasy advice, as well as sports betting, specifically football, but any sport that you so want to take a look at. As we head to the fantasy performers of the week, Josh Allen, again, 51.8 points. What are you doing, man? How on earth do you put up those numbers and lose? I have no idea. Maybe because of the man right behind him, Puka Nacua, 41.8. Followed by 3 surprises, Jordan Addison, Zach Charbonnet, and Sam Darnold filling out the 3 through 5 slot. You also see Jawan Jennings and Isaac Garendo back-to-back with 28 and 26.8. Then you have Rashad White 2 slots down, as well as Tim Patrick a bit further down, Jalen McMillan and Khalil Shakir adding on. Those are your big performances of this week. How about some busts? We head over to Will Levis, the only quarterback who really did off, along with, you know, Kirk Cousins, but Kirk Cousins is expected to do awful. Will Levis really blew this week. Same with DeAndre Swift, Nick Chubb, and James Cook on the ground. Debo Samuel's been just disastrous all year. Busts once again. Jaden Reed did not get a single reception for Green Bay, despite scoring 31 points against the Detroit Lions. Somehow, again, not a single catch in that offense. Xavier Leggett, 5.9 points is not, you know, necessarily a bust by his standard, but it could have been so much more if he had just gotten a couple yards more on that last play. Would have given him a touchdown and a huge point skyrocket. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, again, man, just he had so many, 8 touchdowns this year. It's about time he fell to earth for a game. 2.9 points for Ikhine. Still, he's a dog.
And Tyler Lockett, for the first time since 2019, did not have a reception in a game, targeted just once, and unfortunately was not a catch. Keenan Allen also didn't have a great game, 6 fantasy points. That's it for receivers. In terms of tight ends, Dawson Knox, Cole Kmet, Kyle Pitts all didn't do too much, really not providing any value to their teams. As that's going to be it for NFL recap for week 14 of the NFL season. Thank you for tuning into the Playoff Push podcast. I'm so excited to be back. This has been episode 26. Thank you for tuning in.